It was a really long intro.
Static.
Hey everybody, this is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
And I talked into the intro there. I said, "Boy, it's a really long intro." But we got news last week. You know, Scott Baker fed us the real world scenario there.
Right.
So we're taking his advice here.
Yeah.
Which I think is absolutely right.
Yeah.
I mean, I sounded great, but that's just normal.
Yeah.
You sounded like shit, so.
Yeah.
We're going back to the old system a little bit, tweaking it a little bit.
We like tweaking.
But we're trying again. I mean, I like to try to do that thing. It's free. I can't get over that it's free.
I know.
And that's what really drives it, you know?
When you have to pay for it, it cheapens it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're trying to do this free Skype thing, and it wasn't working out. It still didn't work out again tonight, so we're back on the speakerphone. But
yeah, we'll figure it out.
Eventually. I'll mess with it again this week. So.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think what else is going on. Somebody died. A bunch of people died.
There's too many to mention.
I know. Like, Christopher Reeve died, yeah. Pierre Salinger died.
Yeah, I saw that.
Janet Leigh died.
Right.
I can't remember who else.
Rodney.
Rodney, yeah, Rodney died.
Yeah. It's been
a lot. Anyway. A lot of people are dying.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you were just talking about near-death experience.
Yeah, I know. I was having chest pains two nights ago, matter of fact.
Yeah.
I wasn't even watching any porn or nothing, man.
Choking on chili dog?
Yeah. Outside of Tasty Freeze.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on, no.
So were you going to talk about that or not?
No, that wasn't really going to be my story.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought maybe it was. It was kind of funny to me. But.
I don't know. I was talking a little bit off the air. I thought I could die like some celebrity, like, you know, Michael Hutchins. And
yeah.
Is it Michael Hutchinson or Michael Hutchins?
I think it's Michael Hutchins, yeah. No son on there.
Well, that'd be kind of funny. That'd make a lot of headlines around here.
Well, yeah, you and the guy with the feces money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Today, man dies.
I got
autoerotic asphyxiation.
Or naked in bed like Bob Crane. I thought that'd be cool.
Right, but the whole bludgeoning part, though.
Well, I couldn't do that, no.
Your wife might bludgeon you.
Or the whole Jim Morrison thing of dead in the bathtub.
If she's read your insurance policy, she may bludgeon you to get more money.
Yeah.
Well, if he's murdered, I get more.
Or if I was on the shitter, it could be like Elvis, you know.
Right. So you're thinking about ways for you to go. Is that
yeah, if I would have went, I probably should have done that to be kooky, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
But, so what else is going on? You got another story or what?
I found out something about my wife. A little ticked me off a little bit.
Oh, really?
My wife is a terrorist. I didn't know this.
Sure you want to announce that to everybody?
You think you know somebody.
Yeah.
For a lot of years, and then they go pull some crap like this.
What did she do?
She gets, I get the mail all the time here at home. I like to intercept it, as you know. And open
Why?
Up my I like to open up my wife's mail.
Why?
Because I'm controlling.
Oh, okay.
I like to do that.
I understand that.
And she's got two letters that have been, like, forwarded to her.
From?
Right? From, like, the campus of Western Illinois.
Okay.
And it's made out, the name on it is very similar to hers, except the middle initial is different.
Okay.
Okay. And I, you know, living here, I know that it's, you know, on campus. I can tell that it's on campus.
Right, because you're...
Which is probably about an hour away from my house here, but...
Right.
They're both, it's like from Citibank.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, what's this?
Uh-huh.
You know, we haven't done any business with Citibank a long time, you know?
Yeah.
I open it up, and it's like, you know, dear Mrs. Title.
Right.
Sorry, we've declined your application for, you know, Citibank Visa or whatever it was. Due to your, how was it phrased? Your offshore address, your out-of-country permanent address. I'm like, what? And I open up the second one, it's the same thing. It's just a slightly different, like, reference number.
Weird.
Right?
Yeah.
So I show it to my wife. I go, what is up with this? You know, terrorist.
Yeah.
You know, offshore account number, Swiss bank account thing.
Right.
And she's like, oh, I don't know. Right?
Yeah, I'm with you.
So I call up about this. My wife had to run out for a minute. I don't know where she had to go suddenly. So I call up Citibank, and, you know, after, you know, you get transferred like 20 times.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, I want to report fraud. You know, it's like, oh, okay, hold on. Hold on.
Fraud? What's
I get
that?
Like, you know, well, I don't know what's going on. You know, terrorism, right. I don't know. So I finally get, like, you know, Ellie Mae Clampett on the phone, you know. Well, golly, we'll have to talk to your wife.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, she's not here. Well, I'm sorry, sir. There's nothing we can do then.
Can't talk to you, huh?
I go, what about terrorism and 911 and all this? Sorry, sir. Like, I have the reference numbers, though. I can tell you all about... No, sir, I cannot talk to you.
Okay.
Right? No, I hung up with the lady, but I should have said, you know, when you say this lady, that's when the terrorists win.
There you go.
You know, I should have said that, but I didn't.
The terrorists win.
So my wife checks it out, and apparently it's not her.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Oh, that's what she's telling you.
Allegedly, but I don't know. I think she's setting up some phony bank account or something. And
yeah.
Two separate accounts.
Right.
And with, like, you know, off, I forget how it's phrased here. But, you know, out of country, you know, status, basically.
Right.
Permanent address, you know.
Well, how would they, I mean.
I don't know how this all began, but like I say, it's pretty much my wife's name, except the middle initial would be wrong.
That's a weird deal.
And, like I said, the original address on it is something from Western Illinois University.
But you haven't got a weird name, I mean, you know.
No. No, it's not, you know, Jugendheil or...
It's not like Smith or a common name I meant.
Right. Yamil Mahay.
It's not like there's going to be a 27 of people with that same name in your little town.
I know. But then it like, magically gets forwarded over here.
Oh, from Western?
Yeah, from Western. It had, like, that's... these forwarding stickers.
Well, right? Maybe she was living over there, and now she's, you know...
I mean, once upon a time, my wife did, you know, live on... Well, I guess off campus. I
yeah.
Think.
But, I mean, maybe she was, like, recently, she had a place set up, you know.
I don't know. I was just watching True Lies Tonight on cable.
Rendezvous and stuff.
Yeah, I was just watching the movie True Lies Tonight on cable. Now it's got me thinking, you know.
Yeah.
That something's up.
Double life. You think she's hanging out with Tom Arnold?
I think so.
He's been sighted in your area, hasn't he?
Yeah, actually, he's from Ottumwa.
Yeah, so. I know.
It could be Tom Arnold. Someone lower than that. Yeah. I don't know.
How would you feel if your wife was having an affair with Tom Arnold?
I don't know. I really don't know. Probably better than if it was with Schwarzenegger, because I feel like he'd ruin her. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I don't know. That's weird.
I don't know. That was weird, though, man. Like,
that's
what?
Weird. I think I checked that out.
I tried to.
Well,
no,
I mean, I think I'd check it out farther than, you know.
No, sir. Terrorists wouldn't do this.
No, of course not.
They wouldn't try to set up phony bank accounts or nothing.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But we can't talk to you.
Yeah.
All right, but... All right.
Well, that's a weird one.
But next time we take a hit, you people listening, I tell you what.
It's Citibank's fault.
Yeah, Citibank had something to do with it because they don't give a crap. Apparently.
Citibank!
Bastards.
They won't hit the Citibank building.
You know, a lot of people are down on the FBI and the CIA and all that. I say no. I say Citibank.
Citibank. Wow.
Yeah, that's who let us down.
Well, you may be down with the FBI whenever they come investigate all this talk you're...
I don't know.
you're Ticks doing here. Well.
Ticks me off.
Well, I don't have any story about it like that.
Yeah.
All my stuff is pretty well more like your previous one where you had like this near-death thing.
Yeah.
Well, I got a situation where stuff's just falling off of me. But
God, please let it be that bump on your nose.
That's one of the things.
Oh, my God. Because it's hideous.
I had planned, like, I've had this bump on my nose, right?
Right.
And you can I'll let you describe it.
It's gross.
Well, other than I was hoping for a little bit longer description than that.
It's so hideous and disgusting. Your eyes can't take, you can't take your eyes off it.
Yeah.
It's like a notch above looking at the Elephant Man. It is so...
It's not like the Elephant Man, for
Christ's sake. Freakishly gross. It's like an arm coming out of his nose or
it's
something.
It's not like an arm. It's like a bump.
It's like a little phallus or something coming out of his nose. It's gross.
Now I'll go back and do the thing that's a little bit more realistic here. It was a bump. I don't even know how big you would consider. I'm trying to think of what you consider how big it was. I mean, it's not even as big as like where you dial your phone if you have like buttons on your phone or something.
It was like the head of a wooden match.
There you go. That's a good description.
It was like that color, like bright red.
Yeah, and it would get really red, yeah.
And it was gross.
It was very gross, right.
Like a homing beacon or something.
It's like Rudolph.
Yeah.
She thinks I'm cute!
I can pleasure women with it.
Oh, I don't know. Okay, so anyway, so I had this Rudolph thing on my nose. And
right.
I had it for years. I mean, it wasn't there like my entire life. And then one day, boop.
Yeah.
It's like this zit that wouldn't go away.
Right, right.
And it really didn't bother me that much. It really bothered you. I remember when I visited kind of after it had grown more.
Yeah.
Because it did have a little life of its own for a while.
Yeah.
That you just couldn't help but comment about it constantly.
Yeah.
And so anyway, my old doctor.
Yeah.
I asked him about it, and he told me he couldn't cut it off, he couldn't take care of it.
Right.
He was going to send me a plastic surgeon, and I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Because that costs money.
Right.
And I am cheap, and I'll have a bump on my goddamn nose before I pay a lot of money to anybody.
Yeah.
So I had a bump on my goddamn nose. So I got a new doctor, right?
Right.
I've moved, and I've since switched doctors.
Yeah.
So I was in there the other day, and... for my asthma, because I gotta go like every year to get my, fill of pills there.
Right.
And I asked him about it. He goes, yeah, well, I can cut that off for you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you got it, buddy. Sign me it up, right?
Yeah.
So I go in there.
Yeah.
To get it cut off. It was just Friday.
Yeah.
And he's gonna go through this whole procedure. He's, gets the stuff and shoots in my nose to thanks. Yeah, they all work. My wife decided to test out the fire detectors and everything.
Oh, okay.
So she's walking around pushing buttons, making a lot of noise.
Thank you.
So it takes the stuff to numb my nose and sticks a needle in my nose and it gets it nice and numb and everything.
Where?
On my nose.
Where? Stuck... Inside or?
Well, no, not the inside of my nose. At the base of the bump.
Why don't you just put some Compound W on it?
Well, I thought about doing that, but I was really worried when I read the warning labels about that,
Yeah.
Because it really wasn't a wart.
Right. What was it?
Well, he doesn't know yet. He sent it off.
Oh, God.
He told me it did look pretty benign, but,
Yeah.
So he stabs me at the base of the bump with this numbs it up.
All right.
And then he goes, tells me what he's going to do. Cause I think I've talked about my gay doctor, my new gay doctor.
Right.
And so I really like him, though. I mean, there's nothing against him
to
being
your
gay.
Old gay doctor? Or?
What? No, no. I mean, I just mentioned before when I went and saw him,
Yeah.
And he's gay, that's fine, but I just had to mention that.
Not there's anything wrong with
that. Yeah, exactly. There's nothing wrong with it.
Right.
But this way you get an idea of, kind of, if I say he's a doctor, everybody's thinking like lab coat and everything.
Right.
I say he's a gay doctor and they're thinking floral prints,
Yeah.
So I got to give you that whole,
Right.
So he's my redheaded gay doctor.
Yeah.
And so he sticks me in the nose, he's getting ready. And I like to joke with him because I think he, he can take a joke. And so I had had a shaving incident where I cut off this other thing on my face with a razor. And so I had this little mole, and I shaved it off.
Yeah.
And it was, like, all bloody, and, I mean, it's just like this dried stump of a mole now.
Yeah.
And I go, I took care of this one, Doc. You got to take care of the one on my nose.
Yeah.
Ah, ha, 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 ha. I haven't started shaving my nose yet, or else I wouldn't need to be here.
Right.
And so, you know, giggle, giggle, giggle. So then he goes, well, I'm going to, he gets all ready, starts getting me numbed up, and he tells me what he's going to do. You know, he's going to, like, cut it off, you know, and send it off to the lab and the whole bit. And he goes, oh, wait, I got to get somebody in there to help me. So he gets the nurse.
Right.
And she comes in, and I said, he needed to have somebody in here to help him because he's worried he's going to drop that thing in my mouth when he cuts it off. And he didn't take that too well. He goes, would you think that would be funny? I go, I told him, I think it would be hilarious. I don't think he thought it was too funny when I said that. Because he had me lay, he had to lay down, right?
Yeah, right.
So, like, he had this whole, you know, had to lay down, and so, like, he pulled on it with his big pair of tweezers.
Yeah.
And I could, and he was going to, like, slice it off, you know, away from my eyeballs, thank God.
Right.
And so, with the motion, I mean, he could just flick that thing right down into my throat. So I said it, and then I don't think he really appreciated my statement. So.
Yeah.
But then, I got kind of the cold shoulder.
Yeah.
And then after he cuts it off, then the nurse lady is like, has to push the gauze on me to put a little pressure on it.
Right.
And she's like, you know, is that too tough? And I go, oh, don't worry. I don't need to breathe out of my nose, you know. Yeah. So she giggles. And then he comes around, and he uses a cauterizer to burn it.
Right.
Oh, my. I so wanted now, but he's back in the picture at this point with his cauterizer.
Right.
I so wanted to say, you know, hey, I think somebody's left their pizza in the oven too long because, man, oh, man, was it stinking out the place.
Oh, sick.
So he burns my nose.
Oh.
But he was a good sport, but I think I really pissed him off when I said he's going to flick that thing in my throat. But
oh, my God.
But otherwise, it was a pretty good sport.
You should have said, like, hey, my friend has one of these on his butt cheeks.
Yeah.
You should have said.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Hmm.
That would be interesting. But, so I got the thing cut off my nose.
Oh, thank God. So what's Quato going to do now?
Quato's got sent to the lab for just in case.
Where's Quato?
He went into a specimen dish, and he's gotten sent off to be checked out.
He's in a better place, kid.
Yeah.
He's in a better place.
The wild thing is the thing that, where I cut myself shaving, looks like horrible, like car wreck, compared to the thing the guy did on my nose.
So, oh, how's your nose look?
It looks normal now.
Because I went to school with a kid that had, like, the tip of his nose cut off.
Well, no, it doesn't look like that.
It was all weird.
It actually looks pretty smooth. I mean, he did a really good job.
Yeah.
Aside from me joking with him, he did a pretty good job.
Oh, my gosh.
So, anyway, I got that all taken care of, you know.
Oh,